Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
6:02 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn on this thirsty Thursday. Ed, what day is it?
Friday, babe.
What a night. What a night. Cal Raleigh, two home runs, now 60 on the year.
Who's your MVP?
The Mariners clinched the MVP, clinched the AL West, Cal Raleigh.
I still think it has to be Judge.
I mean, who's going to win it? It's going to be Judge, but who would I vote for if I was part of Baseball Writers Association of America? Cal Raleigh.
That's why I want your vote taken away from you. No.
I don't have one. I wish I did.
I wish I did, too, because I would vote other people out of the tribe. That's what I would vote for every year. Get this dumbass writer out. What was that? Who did you vote for last year? It didn't even make any sense.
What about don't even talk to me about the Hall of Fame vote.
Good God. But no, like, when you have... when you have the situation and you start looking deeper into the numbers, if you're going to look at analytics, it's going to tell you Judge should be the MVP almost every time. Mm-hmm. But what Cal Raleigh's doing is something that, first off, we haven't seen.
From a catcher.
Yeah, and it's special, but I think Judge's season overall was better.
Well, he's going to probably win the batting title. He won't win a home run title.
That's crazy. A power hitter like that winning the batting title?
50 home runs winning the batting title. We're seeing right now. So what do we have? Three guys with 50 home runs?
Schwarber's got 55 now.
The Judge is 51.
50.
One.
50. One.
Have I told you lately that I love Kyle Schwarber?
Man.
I think we know.
I love Kyle Schwarber, man.
Throw a bag at his ass. Get over here.
I would in a minute. Also, with the historical meltdown of... the Detroit Tigers.
Oh, man. Historic.
It is a meltdown of huge proportions right now, man.
It almost feels like they made a deal with the devil last year. You know how like you make that wish?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want a big bloop, and all of a sudden you got a gigantic rooster standing next to you. Like, it feels like that. Like, last year they had this incredible run where you're like, how did that even happen? They traded away some of their best pieces, and they made a run to the playoffs doing this bullpen game after bullpen game.
Well, if the lady asked for that wish, the rooster's black.
Yeah. Is that all ladies? No, but like, but with the situation this year, it's the most epic collapse you could possibly.
And you know
have.
What makes it? You know what makes it even more remarkable, Jeremy? What you said about the deal with the devil? How does a catcher drop a pop up in foul territory when it's coming right at him?
Mm.
It came right at him. It hit the heel of his glove, and that turned into a rally.
They need to sacrifice a chicken. That's what needs to happen. Something.
They are now officially, they being the Cleveland Guardians, are officially in first place.
Oh,
they were 14. They were 15 and a half games back on July 8th.
So
the Tigers were 14 games up on the Twins on that same day.
The Tigers do not control their own destiny right now.
No, they had the head-to-head. Yeah.
That's unbelievable, man. Like, to understand, like, I know people are going, oh my God, I can't believe they came back. From a mathematical standpoint, to understand how ridiculous this is, it's one of the more epic collapses we've ever seen in sports.
Am I not right? It would be the most epic collapse in baseball history?
125 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's in modern history, it's the biggest collapse ever.
That's two 50s and a 25. Anyway, you know, like, again, like the type of numbers that you had a lead, that's you sitting on that, like, hey, man, we're golden. And now all of a sudden it's like, hey, they're getting closer. God bless it, they're right behind us. And then you wake up and you're going, how the hell did they get ahead of us? But what can go wrong now will go wrong for the Tigers. Just how, I mean, when it's snowballing out of control, there's nothing you can do.
So if the Tigers made a deal with the devil last year, is that the Guardians this year?
Yeah.
That devil loves AL Central.
Did you know the Guardians scored, what'd they say? The Guardians scored 3 runs in an inning the other day and did not get a ball out of the infield. I don't know if you heard me, but they didn't hit a ball in the infield and scored 3 runs. And it wasn't like a comedy of errors. It's infield single, drag bunt, you know, here, let me sacrifice. And then you get a fielder's choice because they try to throw somebody out at third. And next thing you know.
You know, they may not make the wild card.
Who, the Tigers?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think they're. Is there only one team coming out of that division more than likely?
Yeah, I think. Well, the Yankees and Red Sox are ahead of them in the wild card. And the Astros are 1 game behind.
Astros are falling apart, too.
Yeah, they are.
You went out with your best pitcher last night, or arguably Hunter Brown or Framber Valdez. You go out with him, and you're going up against Luis Severino, and you get shut out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what?
Yeah, the Astros, you said the Astros are a game behind them?
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe baseball. I mean, when Rob said it the other day, he's like, oh, on Sunday they play at 3 o'clock.
Everybody going,
oh, my God, it's the end of the season.
Yeah. Everybody plays at 3. Well, if you're on the West Coast, that would be noon, but...
Yeah.
If you're central, yeah, but you know, East Coast time, everything starts at 3.
That way, nobody can you can't tank it. You can't see what another team's doing to set up your pitching rotation.
Exactly.
Everybody's got to be on a level platform.
If you need it, you better go get it because we're all starting at the same time. That's what they're saying to you. I think it's right. I like that.
Yeah, I mean, NFL does it too when they have their, you know, they schedule all the games that matter at the same time or the main one at night for Sunday Night Football.
I was looking at the roll call at Yankee Stadium. I remember I went there as a fan, and I sat there. They did the roll call.
Right.
It was who was playing left right field? I can't remember who it was. Anyway, I sat there with my arms folded, like a kid refusing to stand up. Everybody's looking at me. I'm not doing it.
That's kind of what happens when the wave comes my way.
No, the same way.
Yeah. You guys don't like the wave?
Oh, I hate that stupid thing.
No.
I'll wave.
Ugh.
Watch what we can do. We can stand up and sit down. Look at it. They're all doing it. It's coming back around.
When
the kids get excited, yeah. You're like, oh, yeah. And I'm watching them going, this is stupid.
When the Master Studio was behind home plate, they did the wave. I would do the wave from this. I like it. It's participation, man.
You yelled charge when they played. Da-da-da-da. You yelled charge?
I thought it was automatic.
Charge!
I thought you were supposed to.
Yeah, you are. But I didn't know if you were part of that crew or not. But now I know.
I am.
Yeah.
You don't yell charge?
No.
Why?
I don't even, like, you know, it's funny, like being at a concert or a show or whatever, and then hearing people when they start cheering and the guys are all going, oh. Everybody starts doing the cat calling stuff, and it's just yelling.
Yeah. I don't do that.
Like, where does this come from?
Well, you got to be such a contrarian. Why can't you just say charge? Say charge, damn it.
You know what I am? I'm like Larry David in Curb Your Enthusiasm when he thanked all the people for their service. All the people came in and thanked the one guy for his service, and then he gets to him and he goes, didn't you get enough thanks? You know, they all thanked you. I kind of mean the same thing. What an incredible way to think.
He's got such a great mind. He's always driving me crazy.
He already had 3 people saying thanks for your service.
I don't want to thank you for your service. The best thing ever was something that I wish I could afford. He did something that if I could afford it.
I know. Spite shop.
The spite shop. I would open up one. I would open up a spite shop. If I open up a business, I gotta want to make some money. But if I had Larry David money, I would open up a spike shop, and it would be in the Chick-fil-A parking lot, and I'd open only on Sundays. Like my buddy said, he would call it Side Chick.
Yeah.
410-583-1057, that's the number. O's, Rays, we're talking more baseball at 7 o'clock. Also, Shovels at 7:15, but on the other side, the Ravens practiced yesterday, but attendance was lacking on the D-line with Jones and Matabike out, as well as Stanley, Ricard, and Van Noy. Safe to say morale isn't high heading to week 4. But not for the fans, at least. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Man. You know, I mean, anything's possible. I'm not per se, but they're, you know, they're nursing some things. We're only less than 48 hours out from the end of the game. So that's, I have a good feeling about those guys, but, you know, we'll have to wait and see.
As John Harbaugh asked about his D-line, that's not good news, Jeremy.
No.
It's not good news at all. Wait and see? That's not the answer that I want.
Well, I mean, look, it's slowly been kind of leaking out, and nobody knows definitively how long, but it sounds like Matt Ibike might be out for a while.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
I mean, you don't play around when it comes to the neck. And, I mean, you don't have to look any further than defensive coordinator Zach Orr and see what happened with his career. And I'm not saying that's where he's at or anything, but they're being very, I don't know if cautious is the right word with the words they're using. Even Harbaugh said at the press conference, kind of like, I don't know what I'm allowed to talk about yet, you know. So with that D-line, I was telling you guys, it sounds like, too, I mean, Travis Jones, as Ken McCusick pointed out, left the game early. You had four defensive linemen that are off your practice squad.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's a scary proposition where you're going into your house of horrors out in Kansas City.
Proposition. It's impossible. And I'm not liking it.
No, I'm not liking it either. It sounds terrible, actually. I mean, given what we just saw, I mean, how do you get optimistic when you hear this kind of news? I mean, this is before that came out. What'd you say, practice squad players, four of them up?
Yeah, four D linemen.
Or D linemen coming up for the practice squad.
To face Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
In Kansas City.
Pacheco.
I told you, old kitten mittens are going to be running through that line. He runs like he's angry at the ground, like it did something to him.
I always say.
Hold him down.
Mad at the ground.
Or you know what he looks like? He looks like he's running the tire drill the whole way down the field.
Yes.
Putting his feet in. It's just, again, this is not what you want. And I've said this before. Like, they can go one. It's not a guarantee they lose. I think they lose this week, personally. But it's not a guarantee that that happens. They could go 1-3 and still just absolutely run this table, and I believe that.
Yeah. I mean, yes, it's possible. But I don't think so now. If you have no defensive line, how are you going to do this?
You're still going to have the best offense in football. I mean, if people were going to look at Cincinnati and think they were going to make the postseason with that mess, I mean, it looks pretty bad here now, but you feel like you have the pieces in-house, unless that D-line, we always talk about this, when injuries happen, where do they happen? In the same damn room, whether it's cornerbacks, offensive linemen, D-linemen, happens all the time.
I'm really worried about this game like you are, Jeremy, but you have two sorcerers at quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I mean, they are, and Lamar right now might be the best sorcerer out there. And that's the one reason why I always go into games, even like this, with some hope. They can put some points on the board, man. And Kansas City's having problems scoring now.
Yeah, they are.
But you know what? The Ravens are having problems stopping people from scoring.
And that's what scares me.
Yeah.
If the Ravens' defense was healthy, but they've been having problems with their normal guys out there. Now you're throwing other guys out there. That kind of scares me.
But hearing about the D-line, it almost feels like, you know, the Chiefs and the Ravens are racing, and you just gave the Chiefs a 10-yard start, a 40-yard dash. It's not like you can't catch up and win that game, but I feel like a lot of advantages are in their favor going into this game.
I mean, we shall see.
Again, like, it's been a house of horrors for the Ravens, and the games have been close at times, but they still find ways to lose there. So you got to get over that first off. And then now the pressure that's already on you, you're 1-2, don't want to go 1-3, and you're going against a team that's going through the same damn thing.
And on offense, you've been missing Ricard the entire time, and now Stanley.
Yeah, I know. That was terrible.
Run game.
Terrible news.
That's your whole run game.
Yeah. And I still, what's it requires injury? I know it's a calf injury, but have they given a timeline for him or anything?
No, I haven't heard anything.
Soft tissue issue.
Yeah.
What's up with the injuries in Baltimore for our sports teams, man? It's crossed over to the football team.
Have we checked out who the trainers are on each team?
Same trainer.
Yeah, is it?
Yeah. Same strength conditioning guy.
That's funny. 410-583-1057 is the number we always say in football. If you can stay healthy, and what's the biggest challenge in football? Staying healthy. It's a collision sport, man.
And they don't make it easy on you. Play it on Thursday nights. You're traveling to other countries. And, oh, what's that? You got three road games in a row. Why did you even schedule that? Why is that even possible? And you know, like, they don't make it easy on these guys. And I know people are going to go, wow, you're making millions of dollars and you got to suck it up and play.
They will suck it up and play if they're healthy.
Yeah.
Yes, right.
You know, if I'm not healthy, I can't suck it up and play.
Some of those guys try.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, hell,
many of them do.
We just had J.O. in here. Ed, you were doing the – I was talking to him. Somebody asked him about turf toe since it had just happened. And people were like, well, how bad is it? And he was just explaining, like, you know, it
you can't walk.
It ended his career. He's still dealing with it.
Yeah. Deion Sanders, didn't they think almost he had to have a
toe
amputated from that?
He did have it.
He did have it?
He had two taken off, didn't he?
I think he did, actually, yeah.
I think he had two piggies go to market. Jeez.
Yeah.
Mm.
And just three of them went way
and
all the way home.
And a cancer scare.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He has some health issues, man. I give it to him. He doesn't whine about it too much.
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't.
Actually.
You know, we didn't know about the cancer until after the fact.
Yeah.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. I'm with you, Jeremy. Of course, we'll give our predictions and our pick them at 8 o'clock for all the games in the National Football League, including tonight's Thursday night football game as week four already begins in the National Football League. Seattle at Arizona at 8:15. But we'll give you all the picks on the 8 o'clock hour. What has to go right, Ed, for the Ravens to win this game on Sunday? What has to go almost perfect?
So I don't even know. You have to get these. Some of these people have to be healthy because I can't see. You can't go into a game against the Chiefs in Arrowhead. No Ronnie Stanley. I'm not saying he's out right now. He just hasn't practiced. Ronnie Stanley, Pat Ricard, Kyle Van Noy, Matabike. Like, this is a lot, man. And these are like key players you're missing.
But, you know, and again, like the matchup with this Kansas City offense where people are talking about, hey, Kansas City struggled, and they have. They don't have the explosiveness, especially without Xavier Worthy.
Yeah.
Now, when you look at them, though, they lost to the Chargers, who we all think are pretty damn good. They lost to the Eagles, who are still undefeated going into this week.
Yeah.
And they beat the Giants. And again, I'm not saying that means they're going to be good against the Ravens, but you don't have to be explosive against the Ravens with how wide open people have been.
Well, this is the problem. This is why I'm stuttering with this question, because what has to go right? They're the worst defense in the NFL.
I think Lamar has to.
The worst.
He has the ability to do it. He has to put on his cape. And by the way, bad news for you, Jeremy.
What?
Xavier Worthy was a full participant yesterday in practice.
So there you go. That's not bad news. Well, I mean, it's bad news for the Ravens.
Yeah, that's what I said for you, for the Ravens.
Yeah, you said for you. I picked the Chiefs to win.
Okay.
Now, you can hate me for that, but that's what I think happens.
No, I'm going to sugarcoat it. Let me explain something to you, bro. I don't hate you for that. There's so much hatred built things, up from other things.
Yeah.
That one just escapes by.
So many things.
I hate you.
it's built up so much. That one just.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
Shovels at 7:15, but they're on the other side. Lamar addressed holding on to the ball too long, as have pundits, saying that Monken needs to scheme up plays that develop faster. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
No, I didn't look at the film and think I should have ran sometimes, or I don't think I was holding on to the ball. If anything, I was trying to let the routes develop, you know, but they did a great job with the pass rush and their stunts and their rush to cover linebacker, you know, diving at my feet and stuff like that. They did a pretty good job. Just got to execute better next time.
So from that, Jeremy, I was waiting for the routes to develop. They did a great job with the pass rush. So what's the biggest issue? Takes too long to develop the routes, or not enough protection up front? I'm almost hearing two issues there.
Well, I mean, if you go back to when we talked to Ken McCusick, he actually said that the offensive line didn't grade out as bad as everybody thought. So maybe these were more of, if you want to call them, coverage sacks and force you to hold onto the ball a little bit longer. Lamar's one of those guys, because he can make such great plays and extend plays, he'll wait on that. Yeah. I mean, that's why when you look at, we talk about ADOT, your average depth of target and where they're throwing the football. Like when you look at certain guys' numbers, you'll see that they're averaging like 5.5 yards per pass. And you're going, well, that's a lot of underneath stuff, obviously, right, because you're going to take the really short stuff and then the incompletes and all those things and add it all in. Lamar's production from an efficiency standpoint last year was the best we've ever seen in the league. So they're throwing the football downfield. Yeah. I mean, they're throwing the football down the field, and you know, it's the give and take of it. You're going to get sacked sometimes. I think a couple of those sacks were probably Lamar's fault for just holding on to it. I think
it happens pretty often, actually.
Yeah.
The fact that the difference is he was sacked in this game. I think a lot of times he puts himself in danger and escapes. You don't notice it. But I do. I always look. I hate to question these coaches because then they'll, you know, you do the same thing sometimes with players. Like, you don't know. Yeah, okay. But I don't understand when you have a quarterback like Lamar and someone like Zay Flowers that you're not doing the same thing that the Chiefs do. Mm-hmm. Where you get the ball, bang, get the ball, bang. You just out of the hand quickly. Like, don't give him time to do anything. You can't protect him now. So how about let's avoid the pass rush by not letting him get, as soon as they're out of their stance, you're done. The ball's out of his hand.
I mean, one of the things
I don't get it.
You'd always hear is like you want to throw where the pressure is coming from because there's less people
there's
in the area.
Yes.
You throw to where they're blitzing. They're blitzing from the right side. I want to throw that way. Get them upfield and with easy screen passes.
Mm-hmm. I think Ken McCusick alluded to that as well. You know, some quicker developed routes, some quick slant, some skinny post. We didn't see any of those. I didn't see any of those.
Even with all that being said, the offense still wasn't the problem. Like, I brought it up on Monday. I wonder, or Tuesday. I wonder how many times someone's been sacked 7 times or more and scored 30 points.
Mm-hmm.
Usually that's not, like, you're rattled, you're hit, like, you're getting blown out at that point.
Although, and that's not Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow has been sacked a lot and come back up and drop points on people.
Okay, Jeremy and Ed, okay, the offense wasn't the problem. We agree to that. But could the offense have done more?
Yes.
The name of the game is to win the game.
Yes.
The offense wasn't a problem, but it could have done more. And it could have done more by what you alluded to, Ed. Do something else.
Yeah, I mean,
that's not working.
Change it up, man. You see that the Lions have a fierce pass rush. Negate it. Do something to counter it. Like, just don't keep dropping. What I don't quite get, and I hope it's not happening, is sometimes I feel like Lamar is being put into
win the game for us.
The same box he was when he came up, almost, where they want to kind of flip the script on that, where he was a running quarterback. You know, now I feel like they're making him into a drop back passer. I don't see a lot of options with him. I don't see a lot of carries with him anymore, which is something it kind of bothers me. Where, you know, his running ability is real. Like, I don't quite understand why you wouldn't just let him. I'm talking about design runs.
Yeah.
And I'm not seeing nearly as many as I have in the past. He's okay.
You think that's intentional?
He's got 15 attempts this year.
You think that's intentional?
Yes.
Think they're trying to protect him, trying to save him?
I think they're trying, yes. And they're trying to, you know, relying on his arm, which is fine. He's become a great passer. But he shouldn't have 15 rushing attempts.
Well, Troy Aikman brought that up on Monday night. That,
did he?
You know, the transition from the running quarterback, and as you get older, you want to dial some of that back. You want to take.
Saw Steve Young do it.
Yeah. And I think it's just, it's a part of the process in this league of longevity. But as Joe was telling me, Joe Burrow won a playoff game getting sacked 9 times.
Mm-hmm.
He's only the second quarterback to win a playoff game getting sacked 8 or more times. But they won 19-16 in that game. Like, you know, it does seem weird to me that you get hit that many times, you're still putting up points. He did have a lot of yards in the game, but, you know, some of that's to be expected when you throw it 50 times.
Let's go to Eli in Parkville. What's up, Eli?
Hey, good morning, fellas. I was talking to one of my coworkers about this. I was telling him, like, maybe they should just activate the two running backs in the backfield, maybe, like, go out of the pistol and just have keep Mitchell and Derrick Henry out the backfield, so that way it keeps the defense guessing, so you never know if they're going to run or if they're going to throw a pass to Mitchell out the backfield. And I think they are preserving Lamar, because it was a couple times I was watching that game that night, I was like, Lamar could have took off, but I just think that he's not going to waste his body for a week three game. Like, it's no point. It's just no point of, like, if they catch the L, they catch the L.
So you can do it for a Week 10 game?
Yeah, that to me, I doubt that's Lamar's mindset.
So a game against the Lions counts less than a game against the Bengals down the road?
That's not Lamar's mindset.
I also don't like that mindset. The whole thing where, you know, the games later in the season count more than games at the beginning. They don't.
You know what you want, Ed? You don't want the games later in the season have to count.
Right. You don't want the last two to count at all.
You want to have it wrapped up by then. I doubt very seriously that's Lamar Jackson's mindset. No. Steve in Perry Hall. What's up, Steve?
Hey guys, good morning. Ed touched on it, right? He made a comment that, you know, in the beginning Lamar was at, you know, flip the script, running quarterback, and now maybe they're trying to make him, you know, more of a pocket passer. All I know, guys, is we've been talking about this all week. They're averaging 37 points a game, and it's a small sample size, but they're on pace to score over 600 points, and they're 1-2.
Yeah.
The defense is clearly the problem. Don't know what it is, and I can't blame Harbaugh, but what I can say about Harbaugh is I just wonder if, one, he's a special teams guy, so he's not an expert on either side of the ball, offense or defense, and number two, is he too dedicated to his coordinators for them to do their thing rather than interjecting late in games and saying, hey, we need to do this? Let me know your thoughts. Thanks.
Well, first of all, let me say this again. We keep looking at who's to blame. No, the offense is not to blame, but as I asked earlier, could the offense do more? Yes. You don't do your job and look back at the other side of the ball and say, we did our job. We lost because you didn't do it. No. You look, if you're honest with yourself, you say, you know what? We did score 30-something points. But these are the plays we left on the field where we could have scored more and still won the game. Mm-hmm. That's what competitors do, number one. I'm so tired of hearing John Harbaugh is a special teams guy. Ed, and I were law enforcement guys.
Yes.
What are we now?
Yeah.
We're radio guys now.
And you know how
then I was a radio guy. Then yeah. I learned how to do TV. So he can't evolve? So all these years, John Harbaugh can't learn either side of the football?
So hold on. You know how long it took me to get past that criticism when I started with this? What do you know? I don't even understand what you're talking about, people say. What do you know about sports? Same as you. What do you do? Drive a truck for a living? I know exactly what you know. So...
So this means you guys shouldn't be frisking me when I come in the morning?
No.
We only do it because you ask us to.
No. Yeah. Well, that's true.
I don't know why you told me the other day to go slower.
Make sure you get every crevasse. There might be something in there.
Lamar Jackson has only beaten Patrick Mahomes once, but the game is still built as quarterback versus quarterback. We'll talk about that at 7:45, but on the other side, Harbaugh says he feels like the defense will be fine. I don't even know what that means. I mean, what, people coming back? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
At 7:15, but John Harbaugh said he feels the defense will be fine. I got to be honest with you, Ed. I was hoping he elaborated a little bit more. Here it is right here.
We'll be okay. We'll be fine. There's a lot of real simple things that we didn't do very well at times. You know, we'll have the same play really against the same defense two different times, and one time it's no game because we're exactly where we're supposed to be, and another time we're not where we're supposed to be. And I think part of it's just trying to do too much sometimes. I mean, sometimes we try to do more than our job, and that's not really required, you know. So that's playing with a little more just calmness and belief in the whole structure and the 10 guys around you. Then also tackling in the back end. You know, that's the other thing. It's like those runs, it shouldn't go to what they did. I mean, those runs should be tackled, you know, 8-10 yards if they break through the line, and we'll be focusing on that as well.
Hmm.
There's a lot there of nothing. There's a lot of nothing right there. I got you, John Harbaugh. Hey, Jeremy, let's go over the exercise we just went over in the commercial break. John Harbaugh after a win.
Yeah, well, no, I was going to my Pete Carroll there for a second. I just love his team. I love everything. Yeah, it's a great question. It's a great question there. That's another great question.
John Harbaugh at the loss.
I mean, I don't know. We'll just have to look into that. And, you know, you're on to next week. But I don't know why you guys keep asking this stuff. I don't know why.
Those are two sides of John Harbaugh.
And again, like, look, it's you can sit here and make fun of it. It's because he's so freaking competitive.
And you know, that's why. Yeah. I guess that's why I took offense to the last caller who said he's just a special teams guy. Really? He's been here since 08. He didn't pick up on anything else. There are enough things to criticize John Harbaugh for than to make up some stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's just.
That's just making stuff up now. All these years, he knows special teams. It's been 20 years almost.
He's been a head coach for 18 years. Like, and it's a successful one. It's so dumb and so offensive when people say that. He's not an expert on either side of the ball. Oh, okay. Like, he's learned nothing by being a coach basically his whole life. And I don't understand even the John Ball, he's going to the Hall of Fame. He's going to the Hall of Fame. He is.
When he retires? When,
yes, absolutely.
I hope he goes to the Hall of Fame soon.
Yeah, whatever. He is. I mean, he's
start your clock.
I mean, look, he's at a 620 regular season percentage, you know, winning percentage. He's got 614 overall, 13-11 in the postseason. He's got a Super Bowl. Come on, stop. It's like,
I take nothing away from his resume. I don't. In fact, I defend the guy often. I find myself defending him more than I like to. But again, when you criticize him over the real stuff, I listen. When you make stuff up, I'm not listening to that.
Yeah, and I'm the same way. Like, things are not going well now, and I learned from my past. Everything's your fault if you're in charge. Everything. So you just gotta wear it. But it's like you can't take away how good he's been for a long time.
I mean, I was looking at pro football, Hall of Fame inductees as far as coaches go. And I guess, to be fair, there's a lot of guys that have similar resumes to what Harbaugh has that's in there. Like, if you start talking about the likes of, Bill Cowher and some of these other guys, and you're going, he coached for a long time. He won one Super Bowl. Yeah. He had a good winning percentage. He's in.
Listen, I'm not a Harbaugh guy, but I'm sorry, man. I take Harbaugh over Cowher. I take Harbaugh over Cowher.
Just because he doesn't spit in your face when he talks.
Let's go to Trippy in Baltimore. What's up, Trippy?
Hello.
Hey, hello. What's going on with y'all?
Not much. What's going on with you?
I'm good, man. Look, some of them fans, man, they got to get out their feelings about Harbaugh talking about he's just a special teams coach, man. I'm glad we actually hired John Harbaugh than that boy Gert. Because imagine if Gert was here, we'd probably be on our seventh coach by now.
He wouldn't have last.
You feel me? Right, exactly. But I just wanted to say something about Harbaugh, right? Two things. Harbaugh ain't been the same, right? And people think I'm trolling, right? Hey, Jeremy, remember when I called in that time, right? Remember, how they do the water, the little fumble drill?
Yes.
This was last year, man. Harbaugh hit his head, and I told them, check on that man. Harbaugh ain't been the same since, man.
Since he hit his head.
I don't know what's going on. And I ain't even trying to be funny.
So the phrase, you must have fallen and bumped your head, really applies here.
Yeah. I'm going to send you the video, Bob.
Why you all horse, Trippy? What you been doing, man? Yeah.
Man, that's how I be after the game, man. I be yelling and all that. It take me about 3 to 4 days to get back right.
I'm glad they're on the road so you can get right.
I saw you screaming at Marlon Humphrey.
Though, because how you is, Bob. You like to cut me off, man.
man, I've never cut you off. Hey.
So look, this is how I feel, right? John Harbaugh is selfish. Only reason why I say this, right, because you be so strict with all this and that, right? But hear me out. When we lost that AFC championship game, John Harbaugh should have had a sit down with Steve and Unc and said, you know what, Steve, look, man, I still want to be a part of the organization. But I want to step down. Give me a senior role. Let's promote Mike, right? Let's have Zach Moore as the DC.
Man, nobody doing that, Trippy. You know what, Jeremy? You're right, man. I should have cut him off.
Hey, I would have cut him off for the bit. As soon as he said you always cut me off, I'd have been like, no, I don't. And when he started talking, I would have hung up on him.
Thought about it for a second.
I would have hung up. It's just
Ian Parkhouse.
For the bit.
What's up, E?
Bravo.
What's up, man?
Morning.
Controversy.
What's up, man?
Hey, listen, man. So, I mean, obviously, I haven't called in this year, but, you know, I'm always listening to you guys. Now, I've been listening to all the different, you know, opinions and about the fans and things that need to make things going on. It's a lot going on in the franchise, but I want to speak specifically on Lamar Jackson right now. So, I sit in section 102 down the stadium, which is on the visitor side. And one of the most frustrating things about Monday night's game is hearing Lions fans screaming stuff like, "Whoa, I'm glad he didn't run the ball just now." Or, you know, "What's wrong with y'all quarterback? Like, what's he doesn't seem the same anymore." This is opposing teams fans. So I say all this say because for some strange reason, in my opinion, for whatever the reason, Lamar Jackson, he won't use all the twos in his belt. I hear y'all keep saying, well, they're trying to turn him into, you know, now the roles reverse, which I can see Mr. Commissioner, but at the end of the day, it come down to Lamar Jackson.
See, I'm with you. I don't think it's all the coaching staff. I think it's some of him.
Yeah, you know, like Lamar Jackson, we've heard the coaches say that he has the ability to change the play. That's Coach Harbaugh. That's Monkey. He can change the play if he doesn't like, if he sees something. We know that he's one of the most prolific runners ever in the history of the NFL who happens to play quarterback. Like we know that he controls the ball. We know that he's gotten better as a passer. For whatever reason, when do we see a complete game from this guy? It's almost like he refuses to put the team on his shoulders no matter what. Like, it's like he don't have that competitive fire that most of the very good quarterbacks, the nice quarterbacks have, man. Like, it's times where though he should just take the game over.
I think he does take the game. That's the one thing I disagree with, E. Could he do more? Yes. It's almost like the same conversation that we're having about the offense. It's not the offense's fault. Even though the offense is not, it's not the offense's fault, they could do more. Lamar Jackson, he does put this team on his shoulders. Could he do more? Yes, he could. But you can't say, okay, if he's not putting the team on his shoulders, Ed, take Lamar out, what happens?
It's a 5-12 team.
Everybody looks worse. Offensive line looks worse. Everything looks worse. He is putting the team on the argument of him being able to do more, E, you're right about that.
Yeah.
But the him not putting this team on his shoulders, no. Heck no. We're going to take more calls. We're going to keep rolling with this. 410-583-1057 is the number. Because I love when fans get passionate about their team and want to talk about it. So we're going to hear from you up next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.